Well, God bless you. It is always a joy to come into your homes. We love you, and we're believing that this year is going to be your best year so far. And we just appreciate you tuning in. If you're ever in our area, stop by and see us. I'll promise you we'll make you feel right at home. Thank you again for coming out today. And I'd like to start with something funny. And a couple of years ago, Houstonians had a terrible time evacuating for Hurricane Rita. Somebody sent me the new Houston area evacuation route. So if there's a hurricane, just remember this. Hispanics are to take I-10 west to San Antonio. Cajuns are to take I-10 east to Louisiana. Yankees are to take I-45 north to Oklahoma. And Aggies are to take the 610 loop. Hold up your Bible. Say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess my mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, God bless you. I want to talk to you today about detoxing your mind. We hear a lot about detoxing our physical bodies, how there can be chemicals in the food that are harmful, bacteria can build up, even pesticides in the air. Many people don't realize it, but their bodies are full of these harmful toxins. That's what's causing them to feel bad. Most experts will recommend that you go through a deep cleansing where you put yourself on a fast, you eat a certain diet, staying away from everything harmful, and over time you can rid yourself of those toxins and begin to feel much better. In the same way, there are all kinds of toxins that can build up in our mind. When we go around dwelling on the wrong thoughts, thinking about what we can't do and how somebody hurt us and how we'll never get ahead, those thoughts are toxic thoughts. And toxic thoughts left alone become like toxic waste that will eventually contaminate our whole life. It affects our self-image, it affects our attitude, our level of confidence. It becomes a part of who we are. And that's why it says in Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for it affects everything you do. The writer is saying, make guarding your mind a priority. Put this at the top of your to-do list. Because if your mind gets polluted, your whole life is going to be polluted. You probably know people right now that are bitter, cynical. They always expect the worst. They have a sour attitude. Why is that? They've allowed these toxic thoughts to take root. Now they've become strongholds that are poisoning their future. What's the solution? They need to go through a detoxification. Not a physical cleansing, but a mental cleansing. The only way they're going to get free, the only way they're going to get back to who God made them to be, is to detox their mind. And some of you today, you need to detox the bitterness, detox low self-esteem, detox the negative words spoken over you, detox condemnation from past mistakes. How do we detox? You make a decision, you're not going to dwell on it anymore. You have to starve those toxins. Every time you dwell on a negative thought, that condemnation, that bitterness, that low self-esteem, you are feeding it. You're giving it new life, making it stronger. When those thoughts come saying, you're never going to get well. You heard what the doctor said. Or you're never going to be happy. You've been through too much. You're never going to accomplish your dreams. Instead of dwelling on it, just turn it around and say, no, I'm not going there. I'm not dwelling on who hurt me. I'm not dwelling on my past mistakes. I'm not dwelling on what I don't have. I'm going to dwell on what God says about me. And God says, I'm forgiven. God says he'll pay me back double for every unfair thing that's happened. God says my best days are still out in front of me. If you'll ignore the toxic thoughts and keep your mind filled with thoughts of faith, thoughts of victory, those toxic thoughts will get weaker and weaker, and before long, they won't have any effect on you. I have a friend that's trying to get healthier. Right now, he won't eat any kind of meat. He only drinks water, and he won't eat after a certain time at night. The other day, I offered him a soft drink. He didn't even think twice. He said, no, that's not on my eating program. He's on a strict diet. That's the way we need to be when these toxic thoughts come to our mind. Thoughts of worry, low self-esteem, can't do it thoughts. When they arise, just say thanks, but no thanks. That's not a part of my diet. I don't dwell on thoughts of fear. I don't dwell on thoughts of inferiority. I don't dwell on thoughts of defeat. That's not a part of my eating program. And some of you today, you don't have the joy you should. You don't have the victory, the confidence. It's because you are not eating a healthy diet. And I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about mentally. You're eating too much junk food. Junk food is the toxic thoughts that we allow to pollute our mind. Things like, Joel, I'm just average. I've already reached my limits. Or I missed so many good opportunities. No, you need to get back on your diet. Those toxic thoughts are not a part of your eating program. And I'm asking you today to go on a fast with me. Not a fast from food, although that probably wouldn't hurt us. But how about a fast from negative thinking? A fast from condemnation. A fast from bitterness. A fast from little dreams. A fast from can't do it thoughts. Let's starve those toxins. Let's not give them any power to affect us. Every morning when we get up, we should go through this cleansing. In our mind, we should release any bitterness, forgive the people that have hurt us, let go of every disappointment. Start your day off in faith. Start your day off believing. Don't allow those toxins to build up. Just lay in there in your bed. You can say it under your breath. This is going to be a great day. I have God's favor. I know I'm empowered to overcome every obstacle. I have the strength to overlook every offense. I have the grace to rise above every disappointment. And even if things don't go my way today, I know God is still in control. And I'm making a decision right now that I'm going to be happy and enjoy this day. You know what you're doing? You're cleansing your mind. You're clearing out all the toxins, all the defeat, all the negativity. And then even during the day, when opportunities arise to be frustrated, discouraged, condemned, don't just swallow those thoughts. Make sure they're on your diet. Somebody's rude to you. Somebody does you wrong. That thought will come up. Who do they think they are? See if I give them the time of day. No, just learn to say thanks, but no thanks. I'm not getting upset. I know this day is a gift that God's given me.